This next story we're about to hear deals with actual squeaks and rips and chips and lots of other busted things. It's a mobile repair shop that pops up at libraries around King County. It's called a Fix-It Fair, or a repair cafe. And yes, lots of lamps and old stereos and clothing get fixed, but these events also give people from all different walks of life a chance to just hang out with each other. Sound effect producer Jennifer Wing paid a visit to a repair event at the Skyway Library near Renton.
In the library's parking lot, there's a pop-up workshop. Paul Savino, a retired chemistry professor from Federal Way, and I warn you, a jokester, has bins full of Allen wrenches, batteries, and lots of shiny little objects that hold things together.
People say I'm nuts, but it's just washers.
But I'm fine. Paul is one of the many fixers who are here to help people put their broken things back together, just as long as it doesn't involve gasoline.
Well, you know, they frown on blowing up the libraries, so no gasoline, but anything that can be picked up and carried in. We did an Indian spice grinder, we did a three-wheel bicycle, a bed frame, vacuum cleaners, blenders. I've seen the guys put in new screens on smartphones, and we try to keep everything out of the landfill if we can.
A little girl, 9-year-old Enid Rauschenberg, walks up to Paul. She pulls a few soft items out of a bag and lays them on the work table.
Let's see what you've got.
Okay, so I have two things.
One is a fancy hairband with sequins that are unraveling, and the other is a small slipper in the shape of a cat.
Her little nose came off.
Oh, no. She still stinks, but she doesn't smell. Is that...
Okay.
Okay, enough bad jokes.
For this fix, Paul finds just the right type of glue to reattach the cat's pink nose.
Is that super glue?
It is.
I've gotten super glue stuck to me before and it is not fun.
The big problem is making sure that the nose doesn't stick to me. How's that?
I think that's perfect.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right. This is all set to go.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I will probably see you later.
Oh, I would hope so. Come back with something else that's broken.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
With that, Enid walks away a happy customer. And Paul holds on to that satisfying feeling you get when you know that you've helped another person.
No matter how unimportant the piece of material is that I'm fixing at any given moment, to that person, that repair is worth its weight in gold.
In the world we live in today, if a toaster breaks or those comfy sweatpants you bought for cheap from the markdown rack get a rip in them, most of us would probably toss them. Replacing things quickly with a tap on our phones or clicks on a keyboard, it's so easy to do. And that's why what's going on at these repair events feels kind of radical. People are forced to slow down, explain what's wrong with whatever it is that they brought in, and hang out for a while to see if it can be saved. And all of the work is done for free. Now we go from Paul's workshop in the Skyway Library parking lot to a room inside the library that's normally reserved for quiet meetings and story hours. It's packed. Lamps are being taken apart. The guts of an old reel-to-reel tape player are on a table. There's a row of sewing machines. Women are sealing up holes and pants. Frayed scarves are getting hemmed. And an electric blue flamenco skirt called a bata de cola is being worked on by seamstress Catherine Etchison.
She caught her heel in one of the ruffles and pulled it off, so I'm sewing it back on for her.
The costume belongs to 67-year-old Annie Galarosa.
Flamenco, it comes from the gypsy people of southern Spain. They were a people that for many years have been oppressed.
To Annie, whose family is originally from the Philippines, this skirt means so much more than a type of dance.
To me, it represents freedom, you know, and anybody who's ever felt any oppression, I don't care what color you are, know that there's sometimes you go somewhere to be able to express your freedom, whether it's dancing or writing poetry or riding a motorcycle out in the country.
Seamstress Catherine Etchison returns the heavy skirt to Annie with the ruffle fully attached.
Yeah, we got it all sewn up. I couldn't find out how to get into it.
Well, I appreciate what you did. I will model it for you.
Annie puts on the skirt to show everyone how it looks.
Oh, my goodness!
Oh, it's beautiful. At the end of the afternoon, the flamenco skirt was added to the list of things that were repaired on this particular day. Out of the 59 objects that people brought in, 46 of them were mended or fixed.
That story was produced by Sound Effects' Jennifer Wing.